Okay, Siman Tov, Siman Vav, Sif Hei. Hatal Machmitz. So do, the same in water is Machmitz, so do is also Machmitz. And again, it's the same thing, like it's like water. If you keep working it, it won't be Machmitz. Okay? Like Mishnah Berurah says. Now there is one opinion not like that, but so again, we were Mishnah Berurah's Mishnah Berurah, it's the same as water. The person has meraglaim or the saliva. The person has mucus. Tears. Oizen or liquid from the ear. All of these would be machmas. If it gets onto the flower. You have to question that was machmitz. You have to destroy it. Okay. Avodam v'cholov v'zeis adam eno machmitz. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah top base hatal. It's that without doing anything. Okay. Just like my water being oisik with it prevents chimutz, so we're also going to prevent chimutz. Hanu de adam. That's very climb of a person. Bein shu gadol, bein shu katan. The difference between an adult or a child.
So the question is, you want to use that dough for something? I'm assuming you're not going to eat it.
Well, the question is whether you have it in a bayir by motzei.
That's what I mean. So I'm saying you're using it maybe for glue or something.
Yeah,
Play-Doh or something right. Like that.
And the starting point of all of this is we learn from the Mishnah Regabi Hilchos Machshirin that we call it Mayim, that it's Machshir, so then over here it's going to be Machmitz. That's the parallel that we're drawing from, because the more it never discusses that these things are Machmitz or not. Not the Bavli, the Yerushalmi does. The Yerushalmi draws it off of the Mishnah of Machshirin. So by Machshirin, it says, Taka says that the meraglaim of a gadol or a katan is Machshir, and therefore it's going to be Machmitz also. Okay.
What's the connection between Toma and Chametz?
Well, the issue isn't Toma. The issue is
we know Machshir is for Toma.
The issue we have to something which is considered a mashka, and these are going to be put under the mashka. Which mashka they put under? You know, the Zion mashka. So that's what I was going to say, that even though these are machmitz, so Chol, we know May Paris is not machmitz. So May Paris is not machmitz. That includes wine and includes shemen. So even though they're machshir, they're not machmitz. So if I'm telling you that I'm learning it from there, I'm assuming that I put the Mishnah telling me it's machshir means it goes under one of the categories of one of the seven things. So it's not dam, it's not cholov, it's not shemen, it's not dvash, it's not yayin. So it's either tal or mayin. Those are the two choices. So and I'm telling you tal is mach. But so by definition, I'm telling you the merak lime is machshir. It means it's mayin. It means it's mach. Okay. Well, the behema b'shar b'lechaim yesh teis ben apoyes kimi machmas. But so that's a clear Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about from an adam. So I know that I have a right to learn from there too. That didn't be machmas from an adam. But I don't know whether that applies to the meraglaim of an animal. So if you take a look at the Shar Tzion, some base. Okay, the source, look back at them. You look at the Bar Golo in Oiskes. So the din of Tal is Yerushalmi. Good. Meraglim is, it's not a Gemara, it's not a Bavli or Yerushalmi. It's a Rebbe Ruchim and an Orchus Chaim. Okay. That same Rebbe Ruchim and Orchus Chaim say by Behema also it's Matnas. Okay, some obey. The Mesimus of Mechaber Mashma, the sauce of Karachas Chaim, Rebbe Ruchim, the Machmits. Okay, Kosovo, well, Guda, Bubi Bel Yerab. So by Behema, it's also Machmits. Rabbi Chodesh, or Chagyak, a Sir Lahu, the Gadas Haram, Dano Machmits. Kamashmos at the Sefta, Rabbi Lee and Heksher, that they're not Machsher. Mayor Glam of Behem is not Machsher. Well, if it's not Machsher, we shouldn't have made Paris in. We deal with it on the same level as May Paris. So, okay, so we're going to draw that parallel. There's a third possibility. It's not really true. It's like the second possibility. I mean, there is a Tosefta which seems to say, or says pretty clearly that Mary Lama Behem is not Mach. So the Beri Ruchim and the Orchas Chaim and the Gula have to hold that even though the Gabi Hechsher is not Machsher, the Gabi Mi Machmetz is Machmetz. So that's not the Bir Aloch, this long Bir Aloch over here. The second half of the Bir Aloch discusses that possibility. Then the end of the Shar Tzion says, if you see that they're actually starting to expand, which means they're starting to go through some process. So then we are questioning, maybe it was that maybe there was liquid in there which would be able to be mathematics. Okay. This applies to animals also. As we had in the previous sif, we talked about the saliva of an achbor that has the ability to be machmas. The Chalelo told us Hamayim, Ha'al Kamayim. Whereas we deal with them is that these are different things which are generated from water, they have a locha like water. Abul Dam. Dam is not Machmitz. Okay, who I did the Mehamora Gamkin in a Machmitz. If you're talking about something which is what's in the Gaya, I mean, that is really pushing it. Mehamor is bile. Now, why bile should be coming out of the person if it's in their machmas? Because if an animal, you cut it open, so bile came out, it's pushing it, why it's relevant. Come get in a machmas.
Obviously, none of these things are eating. You want to use that dough for something, maybe, and it's not for food.
Right.
Because you're not going to. Chances are, if your dough is spiked with mayreg lime, you're not going to really want to make a nice sandwich out of it.
That's true.
So it's something maybe for glue or for some other purpose that you want to use that dough.
Okay.
I can't imagine anything else. I mean,
yeah, I'm with you. Okay. It's like dam or the leches rucha.
putrid.
Yeah, it would be different types of pus than something that was coming out of the body.
I'm sorry, what is Demei Hamara?
That Mei Hamara Gamke and Amach. The Mora is the gallbladder.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a bile. You could make they would use it to make some type of a dough used for a refuah, so you could do that with these items. The cholov, bikamatz, with a kamatz, wudin the chaylev, bitzerik. Okay, if you liquefy fats, take the chaylev and liquefy it, also wouldn't be machmitz. See, in our Mishaburs now, you know, a lot of them have the nekudas in.
Oh.
But when the Shabur wrote it, there weren't nekudas in it, so the word kamatz, you wouldn't write what vowel you're using, we're not sure what you're talking about.
Right.
Okay. Bechein Shuman, same thing with the other fats, not just the chela, but any of the fats of the animal, if you liquefy them, they wouldn't be ma'achmet. If you were sech, even if it's been warmed up and liquefied, but it's all and it's clear, it's not ma'achmet. It's a kolshke nikrej. Obviously, if it's coagulated, it's solidified. These go under the umbrella of meperis. They make mitzvah, they're not machmas. Balbogav the chel of adam balav hachi asur. So obviously, if you have this dough over here, it'll be asur to eat it. So even if the person were making some type of a dough out of these items, theoretically a person might imbibe, there's bitl, there wouldn't be bitl for chametz. Okay. Okay. Zeh Sodom. So Zeh Sodom, he said, is not machmas.
What is the reason, Taka, that chametz is not part of even the matzah? Is that because the double shiyah shlamatir? Is that why?
That's a great question.
What was the question?
Why is chametz batel b'shishim like everything else? What's the difference? Why is it? I thought maybe because it's davar she'yesh lo matir and that eventually you could use it then.
So there are two arguments why. One is because of davar she'yesh lo matir. One is because we had this before. I don't think you were here then. The other argument is there's actually it's a shach. In Yeridea, we sends you to. Sends you to somebody over here in Arachim. I'm not remembering who. He says, the Shach says that there are two arguments. One is that it's not a double sheshel material. Why is it a double sheshel material? Because
we have to pay Pesach, it's still us.
Because after Pesach, it'll be chazal lisura the coming Pesach. Theoretically, the item, if it will last till the following Pesach, will be chazal lisura. So it's not trying to go, it's Isser, which comes after, because it'll become Isser again eventually.
Yeah, but what about his point is that you're not really supposed to hold on to it? You can't really, I mean, you'd have to.
Well, that's for the question. If you don't call the Meshesha material, it'll be bottled, and there's no Isser to hold on to it, there's no Isser to come after Pesach.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. In other words, so now what's the logos of that? So that's what Tolan Machlokes in the Ran and Rashi. Okay. There's Machlokes in Ran and Rashi. What's the logos of the Rosh Hashanah? Why it's not both?
Yeah.
Rashi says that the logos is Atchut Tochlena Beister Tochlena Behetta. Why should I eat Saint Sosser and rely on Bitzel? Might as well just
wait a little bit, and
I'll become one. And therefore, the poskim that Farishin in Yeridei and the Siman Kupes with the Siman of Dabashesh Lamatirin if it's something which, let's say, will spoil before that happens, before the Zman Heter starts, it'll spoil, or alternatively, it'll cost me, let's say, I have to do a whole process to do it, it'll cost me money, etc. That's where it doesn't apply. It's called the Rishayin Lamatir in that situation. Besides that reason, there's a Ran. The Ran is in the Dorim. It's Daf Nun. I'm going to say it's either, I think it's Nun Ches on the base. It's either Nun Vav, I think it's Nun Ches. Nun Ches on the base. The Ran is a big Ran, like Rans are want to be in Besetis the Dorim. And he's coming to explain the Chosim of Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Rehuda holds the Min B'minoi is not bottle, the Chumah Min B'minoi is bottle. And it's based on Psukim. So he's Mazel the Machloikis, that everybody agrees that it's really not Shaykh Bittel on the item, which is exactly the self same item. I can't Min B'minoi is loy bottle. That doesn't make, I can't make this nullified, it's the same thing. What makes it this to this or that to that?
That's Rabbi Yehuda's word.
That's Rabbi Yehuda's word. He says, the Chum don't argue on Rabbi Yehuda in that premise. They just argue the following. Hey, even though it's the same physical item, hey, yo, this is Isser and this is Heter, so they are not the same. Right, but to come along and say that, you know, if I have five tables and one table is about on the table, it's a ridiculous statement. What makes one better than the other? But if I have one of the tables which is Isser, one table which is Head, the other ones are Dranders. Yeah, I can discuss Bittul. He says that's the issue of Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Davar Sheish L'Matirin is an Isser, which it's Isser isn't really a full Isser. So in a certain sense, it's not really a different item. So the Chacham holds the main hakra is not the physical reality of the item, but the Isser and the Heter Shabbat. Rehudol's the main difference is the physical reality. So it comes out according to the Chacham, and the problem with the Rishon Matirin is because it's not really different. It really is Heter. So Mael is not Shach Bittel. That's it around. So now you get to the swara of it'll come usher again. So according to the Ran, right? So that's an interesting swara. In other words, it is different than the Heter, because this is an item. Even though it'll become Heter, eventually it'll become usher again. So it's a different item. Whereas according to the swara of Rashi, it's just like, hey, why should we rely on Bittel now during Pesach? Wait another week, I can have a Heter. Yeah, a year from now it'll become usher. But what to do with I'll eat it before then, right? So that swara seems to be assuming like the Ran. That swara, which is the Shach says, and the Magen Rum also quotes it. I'm not where it is. Somewhere here on the space. The Magen Rum says it also. That swara. The Shach seems to be very strong on that swara. He doesn't mention following the Rashi and the Ran. But remember, when I was looking at some of the Rashi, he told the Rashi and the Ran.
So the truth. So the one svara is Dvar Sheyesh L'Matirin. The second svara.
Oh, so if it's not Dvar Sheyesh L'Matirin, it was a chumra, because if you learn the sugya in the Gemara, chumas b'mashu.
Right.
Neither none of the Rishonim over there, Rashi, Tosis, the Rosh mentioned Dvar Sheyesh L'Matirin. They say since basically so chumra,
right,
Tchiyav Koras, etc. Right. And because it's we're so ruggled to eat it, Chazal were very machmer. There's more in the Gemara. So what's Rav and Shmuel? And I love to tell you, I remember who says what, but right now my mind is blanking. It's more than Flamin and Aleph. And okay, I remember which one says which. One says there's no difference in Pesach, another Isurim. Chometz says we brought to Shishim. The nice and time, which is Shishim. Other one says, no, Chometz and Machomer, they were Machomer, they're giving it in of Mashu. So you have a Klor Gemara, but the word doesn't call it, it seems to say it's not the Rosh Hashem material. Because I think Shmuel says, I remember who says it's about the Mashishim. Why the Mashishim material? So you have to tell me that you have to say some argument along the lines of the
it becomes us again.
There's a second sort of the Shach says why not the Mashishim material, and my mind is blanking on that right now. That also. And it's not fair. I remember just looked at that shot in the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. What I saw 30 years ago, I remember. What I saw 3 weeks ago, I forget. Welcome to the club, right?
It doesn't get better.
I know. Come sign, Mizeh saw them. Mizeh is Ein Leil Sim Tuffel Gimel Sim. Sign with Mr. Burishaw. So you don't put it on the animal's back. It says we're discussing that you can carry the sacks. Don't put them directly on the animal's back because you're worried about the sweat of the animal going absorbing into the sack and causing chimus. So Mishnah Berurah says two reasons. One is because of Zayah, which would seem the candidate is mine. The other one is because it definitely will warm it up from the heat of the animal. So then we're worried about the person will use the flour right away, and the flour, when it's warm, is mocked more quickly. So it seems that the Mishnah Berurah over there is discussing the two possibilities, where it is Zayah's behavior mocked or not. So that's where he's sending you back to over there. That seems to be a discussion.
I know the water is an issue, that it can't be warm. The flour is an issue as well.
Well, the point is, if you have a warm, the warmer the dough is, the quicker it's machu. So wherever you get your heat source, okay. Now, with soya.
So basically, are you allowed to make a flour, make a dough out of flour that you just ground, or you have to wait for it?
We wait.
You have to wait.
You have to
because
wait.
It's hot then.
Right.
How long do you have to wait? 24 hours?
By mine, it's within 24 hours. By Riku, we have that halacha. It's 24 hours.
After you do
After you grind.
Oh, after the grind.
We also said 24 hours.
24 hours.
With soya, band the shar, the chaim eno machmitz. Okay. If you have any sack shall come up with soya, miraculous kemach, you just miraculous. Both sections inches of with anything which became doughy, you throw out. You throw the chutz of shar mutzu. Medavka b'tsoya. The Mishnah Berurah is getting fairly graphic over here. I'm sorry. Mamam yotzi b'pi abas. The abas, a person has diarrhea. It comes out very liquidy. Okay. B'tsoya shiraka ma'oid. Yesharim the dinner k'mei raglayim. And now. Now, what's that about? There's a shalom that had that Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah says that meraglayim. What's the Mishnah Berurah? It says. Meraglaim ben gadol ben katana. So we're learning pshat means the meraglaim of an adult or of a child. There's something unfortunate we're learning. Ben gadol means it's talking about fecal matter, not talking about. That's where the argument is. That's the issue. Because of poiskim, the chitim and nipsoim a glolly behema. Filo hem ruchachim l'arminan shenistam so ayinay alnechus shenipshashom the glolim enomach. It's mechamal. Now, that's interesting. It's very interesting. I can't tell you what's exciting to discuss the issue, but the way chitim get into glolim behema was animals ate chitim and they didn't digest well.
Exactly.
So they come out, and more since the stories of people were so poor, they had to pick out the kernels from amongst the dung. Good. More says it's a tremendous klala, right? Fine. But the chara, it's klala or not math, it's fine. But it went into the mouth.
That's right.
There was saliva there.
Maybe this is 18 minutes.
So we discussed this before, and we said the following: the kolzman doesn't sit still without doing anything to it. It's not mafmitz.
Right.
So as long as the animal is chewing, it's not mafmitz.
Right.
Right. So I don't know exactly how. I don't know the whole time process of how the its stomachs work. After it starts and takes it in, sends it right away to the rumen. And over there, it's just, there's this constant churning process which is doing to it. Then it's regurgitated back to the mouth, and it chews it again and sends it back down. To that mason, I think. If it goes to the abomasum, yeah. It goes out. So, maybe, so I imagine...
The cow has four stomachs.
Four stomachs. There's, yeah, but one of the stomachs, two of the stomachs...
I remember looking at one of those diagrams from it shows the whole...
Yeah, it doesn't really look
the
like...
The whole pan.
It looks like three. One of the stomachs is there's like the front and the back end have different biological characteristics. So there's more...
Where have I seen it? Like, I think I've seen it in a hospital.
Okay.
It's not here, then I don't know where it is.
Okay. That's what Parsha Shmini is.
Yeah, that is right.
So I guess the only problem, the question over here, the process, we have to say the process doesn't allow for any point in time to stop to sit there for 80 minutes without being processed.
No, it's not here. It's not. I think it's in the it's in the Chumash I have at home. Not this, I have all the Rashi.
Okay.
This one doesn't have it. I'm almost positive it's in there because I've seen it in Austin. It shows how the path, you know, comes back and it goes from one stomach to the other, but then it regurgitates back and eventually they chew it a few times and then it goes into the other stomach.
Right. Okay. So I'm so you have to assume that's what the Shapiro is assuming. Okay. Eno Machmitz Chavches. In a Ham Shabim Kulam Lazer, Sheno Machmitz Kushul Levad. That's no question. Zeya Sodom, Cholov, Dam, etc. are not Machmitz. It's all the Kucha there. Now, but there is the following difference. The Cholov, milk, Bechen Chelov, Yalikrified fat, Meshuman Vadam, Dinuk to May Paris, the Kulialma. So they have a look like May Paris, which means. By themselves, they're not machmits, but with water, they're machmits. Not only are they machmits, they're machmits more quickly. Vimayim imar lahachmits. Then you can lay out the tops on a base, and base I enjoy. I will say, as Odom, became soya shall come all the time. Kamachrim served the Eno Machmits cloud. See, even with water, it's not going to do anything. Now, the water will do it, but it doesn't impact the water. Vyesh Machmirim Gabba says, some say no, that maybe with water. Okay. So now, the Moshe Disha brings up an interesting question. The Shmur before said in some of the Tav Samad that the person who goes in the process of preparing the matzahs exerts himself very much to the point that he sweats is a tikkun for the oven of Kerem. But now I'm telling you that Zayas Adam together with water might be machmas more quickly. So that's wonderful. You want to be masakin yovin kerib. You might be going to be making over this from Chiyuv Koris with your matzah, right? So you have to be very careful. So the Kavachayim says that you have to be very careful. You shouldn't be dripping sweat. Forget it. You know, don't sell to anybody else. It's nice, but you want to eat it for yourself. That's your business. But don't drip it in because maybe it'll be machmas. Now Rizal said that all of his giluim that he was learning to the understanding of the Torah all came from the schools of the sweat that he developed in preparing for the mitzvahs. For the mitzvahs, and specifically the mitzvah of making matzah. So it's a very chashuv thing. So I was a little frustrated. I went to make matzahs. I worked very hard. And my mom said it was 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 20 minutes straight, and no rest. But I didn't sweat. I was working hard. Like if I wasn't working hard enough.
Should have had them turn the heat on in the building.
Well, yeah. That's for temperature we don't want.
It was probably hot in there.
No, the room would keep it cool. They would not keep it cool because you want to keep it separate from where the oven is.
Yeah, the oven is hot, but not with
the only time I was working near the oven was when I was doing it after I finished all my the rolling part, and before it finished, we still we would choose the matzahs that we want. So you went through every single matzah. So, you know, it takes time. So there was still like a whole backload of matzahs waiting to be, you know, checked through to see if we were accepting them or not. And the ones we didn't buy, the mashgiach at the place, we decided if he wants to use them to sell or not. So you got my discards, you know. Okay. Zot Mekaber Sif Vav Kemach Shanafel Alav Delef Fil Kol Yom. So there's this drip in the ceiling, and it's dropping drops of water, and it keeps hitting in the exact same spot. So Ainu Bilad Dehimas. The Mora says that itself is equivalent to working it, because this constant dip, you know, the same way it shines water torture. It really impacts what it's hitting. You know, it's this little drip. But so the dough also, it impacts the spot where it hits, and it keeps like equivalent to working the dough. Hushia Delif Tarid Bali Hafsik. It has to be constant. There's not really a time lapse between the drips.
What do you mean? It's dripping, then it's always a time lapse.
It seems like boop, as opposed to boop. The Mishmar says why? Because we hold that. Where we discussed this before, the time lapse is added up.
You need a larger.
So, person, worth it though, let it sit for 3 minutes, worth it again, 3 minutes, whatever. Does it add up to 18 minutes? Or say, no, it's time you get the clock starts again. So, we hold that it adds up. So, there's a gap in between. So, be it 15 seconds, 20 seconds, so that's 15, 20 seconds. Well, over a period of a day, you get your 18 minutes. And immediately when if the drip stops, you have to bake it immediately with it. If you're not sure, so you have to be ma. Okay. Shabur Khaftas. In a book, Shatir does a delif, my name, and Lahach means it's a Kemach Shashur, and may I delve. The impact of the dripping prevents the chemo process. Now, Fed the Mishabura Kasha, each time aware that the drop lands, they drop, and drop. What happens? The moisture spreads. So the drop is hitting here, and the moisture is over here already. So what does this help for that? Afilo im mispashet aleichus, yosim imokim zadel of makishon, which is a harsh beer problem. It's the impact on the dough that all the shock wave, as it were, expands. Now, it's interesting. We, the guy with the lacha of that lacha, we moist again. It prevents chemos. So over there, we differentiate between what's called Asa Gomer. Asa Gomer will work for the whole dough, and not Asa Gomer, which works for the spot that you're at. So what he's saying something along the same lines. We're going to look at this idea of this tipa, of this del of that tipa after tipa. It's equivalent of an Asa Gomer. It has that, I guess, visibly flower. The impact is significant enough that kilo prevents the chemos process. Shia del Tari. Lam. What's the learning? Shia Tibas Yardus Superzuar Kalayan.
Okay, so we're
going to start with Shita's
Rebbe. Rebbe says,
Nilav Hochi, Yazar for Shahiyah, Shemain Tibal, Shemil. Otherwise, otherwise the time lapse will add up to a total of the time of a shear mill. That the gaps add up. This requirement of tell of dure, it's a gemara. So we have to ask what shot the gemara. So one shot is because it adds up. There's a second. There's an alternate explanation in the gemara. Which means even if I would hold the gabi, the halachas of processing dough, that shihios don't add up. Over here, you can't, it has to be rotz. Because the reason why this thing stops chimus, the tzivu shabai, is integral to that concept. It never gives a chance to like start the process. Just before dough, the flour is like, oh, let's get into the cup. It's also the thing, bop, 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 bop. It never gets a chance to start the process. But lo yitzur, there'd be a gap between this, the process starts, then the tibas are not powerful enough to stop tibas. That's the problem. So don't leave it sitting. Ella Yalush, make it into a dough. Do you have family out and bake it right away? You need the miyat. If you have any last relatives, you start a sheer mill after she hits the gadel. So chachilo, we don't give any time lapse. So when I see a del of a stop, make it the dough, work it, bake it. Don't leave it without work. But you have it as long as it wasn't a sheer mill, so it's not a problem. If he's not sure, he has to be about it. The sake of the rice, so this is something the rice. Maybe if it wasn't turned, it's Machmas. You could be sure you had 18 minutes. Therefore, I feel the hashoy says the subject applies not only to eating it, but even to keeping it as a subject to rice. But that the one that the dog can't get in a hockey. It applies not only to flour but also to grain, which has to be ground. If a del of turn a lot of teeth after teeth, fill a color kuloy, animal and humus. If it's dripping on the bag of flour, it's constant. It will become comments. It doesn't if it's not constant. If I have kashiyari to love tibarkatif, mayad kashihipsik, sarkal kaklan, as soon as it stops, you have to be touching it and make it into lisha, make it into the bacon. Also, so the solving is also. Remember, we got up the Zayt al-Hakram, the whole life is, Shemachalach, Kenna became later Aza and the Christian Tiff. So we shouldn't start saying, I think this is constant, it's not constant. You have to do math about that. Then maybe it's not quick enough. I want to go back one point. So the Shard scene over here in Ayin Aleph. They soaked it.
Oh, I see.
And they found a kernel which has been softened. A lesser, but certain imlo shosher milk. Except the water you soaked in wasn't bishul. It was cold. You need shear milk. Why? You may have time to grow as long as it comes. If we person likes to get the gizzards of the chicken and gets the chicken, he opens it up, he finds a kernel of wheat inside. Oh, chicken had wheat for lunch, you know, alakasha. So what's the status of that kernel vis-a-vis chomets? The answer we said over here, whatever it ingests, it does not become chomets. The meter goes lubiskams. The bechutz l'shoa dying sheer mill. And in the case was that they hadn't soaked it's great deal with the shrub of mine. The killing is Thompson. Just like by flour, up to a mill is not chametz. It's in the over here. Okay. So now it's interesting because I mean he's jumping ahead because in Tavsa Mazan it deals with that case of your finding a chita inside of the chickens. So he found this chita which is already split open, which means occur that it's chametz or whatever on its way to be chametz. He said, you're allowed to sell to a goy. The reason he's allowed to sell to a goy is because, Machaber says, because you're getting rid of it. You're not getting benefit from chametz because he doesn't pay you extra because it's a chita there.
Right.
And the Ramos says, within his ailment, no, you can leave Serpico. Our mitigants can be starfish. Mishmur says, in the case of Hefzid, Yolanda was saying, I'm not happy. So, what's the problem? So, we have to say, we're questioning maybe if it came in these comments after it came out in the water? I don't know. Because we saw what took place in the bird. We're saying over here now, that's not a problem. What happens inside the bird? Let's just start the first chaber. We'll leave the verse for tomorrow. Simon Tov Samach Zayin. The laws of chitin, din of chitin, shenov alei mayim. The tav shel shenim se besech chit. Aleph. Dodon shenitzva benor. So you're transporting your grain. And one of the sacks slipped off the animal into the water. Water fell onto the bag. Shame also the ochloi. We're conscious that it became common that you cannot eat it on Pesach. Kach osir l'kaimo. You can't keep it over Pesach either. So this happened before Pesach. Alamoicher the Israel umidia kashechel akar Pesach. You can sell it to a Jew. The whole thing, just tell him, and he'll make sure it's consumed for Pesach. Yehudi, you want to sell it to a goy? We have a fear. A big sack of flour fell in the water, came out, dried off. You don't know. It's not nicker that was in the water. So we don't. It's not obvious that it's chametz. The goy, you sell him a big, big, big thing. He might turn around and sell three quarters to a Jew. So you sell it to a goy, you have to sell it or slash deliver it. You have to split it up amongst a few goyim and sell each one a little bit. So that amount will be used up before Pesach that you sold. So even if you turn around and sell it to a Jew, again, it'll be finished before Pesach. And he's not going to tell the Jew, but by the way, you know this flour, these kernels fell in water at one point in time. So, we're afraid the goy might turn around and sell it to a Jew, and that's why for a Jew you could just tell him and he'll be careful. For a goy, we're not going to rely on him that he's going to do what we want. So if you sell a little bit to each goy, we're not worried about them leaving it over on Pesach.